What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
I feel like we're trading spots this week because a few weeks ago it was all about Love is Blind.
Yeah, same. I'm feeling pretty good about it too. Pretty excited.
So you got me into Housewives for a minute there.
Yeah.
Which, you know, because when I went on the Andy Cohen show, what's that? I'm just going to call it the Andy Cohen show. It's not Andy Cohen. What is it called? Live with Andy Cohen.
Right. It's, oh my God. Watch What Happens Live.
Watch What Happens Live. There we go. Woof.
Took me a minute.
But I, you know, because I just like, I haven't started from like start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got hooked there for a minute when I was pregos. And then now I'm like back to not watching it. And so we have a guest today, Monica Garcia, and she's on which housewife again?
Salt Lake City.
So do you watch Salt Lake?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
When did Salt Lake debut?
It's newer. It's probably been, three or four seasons, four or five, something like that. I don't know. It's newer. It may be more than that. The years run. I'm not really sure, but it's definitely one of the newer ones.
Why is she a villain?
Oh, it was so good. Well, she was new this year.
I feel like the new ones always get picked on.
Okay, but this one was like, she was good until the end.
So she was the good witch, and then she became the bad witch?
I mean, she wasn't necessarily the good witch by any means, but like she was good with the group as a whole,
sure.
Most part. And then at the end, it like curveball came, and it was like she was all of a sudden not good anymore. Before I tell you why, I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Okay, so if you had...
I put my hand behind my back like the Family Feud.
Yes. If you had a friend...
Yes.
In your group.
I had a friend in my group.
Okay. That you found out was a part of a group of people saying things about you online.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Okay.
So may or may not have been you specific, or may not have been that friend specifically, may have, but they were a part of this group that were posting things about your friends, you and your friends, on a social media site. How would you feel?
Well, we had this discussion when we hired that private investigator.
Exactly.
And I said, if it ends up being someone in the fab, you know, like our little tight circle, like, oh God, heaven forbid it was like anyone of Queendom, even though I was like, I would never talk to them ever again.
Right.
Because that is so hurtful.
Yeah. So basically that's what happened. She's behind this.
She was?
She is a part of...
Mm.
A group, and they find this out like last season or last episode, basically.
Well, now I don't like her because I don't like people that go online and talk mean things.
So it ended with a very...
That's just a bully.
It was very... And at the reunion, she didn't get to talk a whole lot I mean, they really didn't give her a chance to say a whole lot. I will give her that. So I would love to know a little bit of what she has to say about it. But I think part of her defense was she didn't specifically say certain things about them, but she was still a part of the group.
You're going on.
Yeah. So it was kind of just like dead from
whether
there.
You said specific or not, you're still going on something to talk trash about a friend.
Yeah.
Like that's not cool. For me, it's not even, it's just anybody, any grown adult. Well, first of all, kids, I mean, that's another thing too. I think that's, but once you get to the age where you should know better.
Yeah.
Like I would think that like our kids would know better not to do that, but you know, a little grace sure. for the kids. But if they're as adults going on pages and talking about whether it's a friend, I think it's even worse. Well, it's obvious it's worse with a friend, but going on talking about anybody, whether it's a celebrity, it's just rude.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't know.
Yeah.
Like there are things when I look at them like, oh, I may think in my head, but I'm never going to say this person's crazy.
Right.
And right. put it out there. Like that's just rude.
Yeah. And having an opinion about someone and then taking it to that level is where you get to the bully situation yeah. that can happen. And that's where it's hard. I mean, it was hard to watch this season because it was like I felt for her in so many ways, and she became friends with these girls, most of them. And then it was just like stopped in the tracks because they found this information out.
Was there like a ringleader that was a part of it more than her?
That I don't know. I'm sure. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I would love to hear more from her. And so, and do you know, I don't know if you know the whole like Jen Shaw, she's the one that went to prison.
Yes.
That was on there.
Yes. Okay.
So it started apparently because she was helping to take her down. She worked with her, was her an assistant. It's a little vague how she was involved with her. And she was basically helped take her down.
Was it money again?
Like wire fraud. Jen Shaw?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wire fraud.
You know, how do people think they're going to get away with that?
I mean, you'd think at this point, if you're a housewife, especially because they've made so many
eyeballs on you.
Yeah. I don't know. I truly don't know.
Like I get wanting to save money. Like I don't want to pay taxes. And I'm always like, right. Hey, Kevin, like, what do you got to do? You know what I mean? But like, you got to do it. You know what I mean? He's like, do you want to go to jail?
Yeah.
Or do you wanna, like, yeah. Oh, okay.
But
okay,
wire yeah. fraud is definitely, her situation was definitely different. This was not like tax evasion.
What is wire fraud?
It's basically like taking people's money.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. And I don't know all the details of all that she did, but yeah. I mean, it sounds like it was a pretty bad situation.
Oy.
Yeah. So
oh boy.
Anyway, it just made me think of that situation.
About when we hired the PI?
When we hired the PI because it felt so close to home.
You know, for like a split second, I know it was just a split hair of a hairy second.
A hairy second.
I was like, if it's Catherine.
Oh God.
That would break my freaking world. It'd break my heart.
I just can't.
Because it was so personal. I mean, obviously we know now like who it was, but like, and it wasn't in our group. It was a scorned person. But it was so just like they had information that I'm like, what?
It's one of those too, when you're in this situation, it's like, it does make you go, well, did I say something to someone?
Right, right, right.
And it does make you kind of like freak out, like kind of like, oh my God, did I? No, I didn't even know that piece of the information. Or like, Nick, did you know? I remember being like asking, because it freaks you out.
Yeah.
Like, what if I was somehow, I know it obviously wasn't me, but what if I was responsible in some way of saying something to someone?
Right.
You know, and then it's like, no, I didn't do that. But that position does not feel good for anyone.
No.
For you, for the people around you.
No, I could see how that would be like, because that's me. I'm like, oh God, did I say something?
I know,
something?
It makes like, you kind of like you second guess yourself. But then I was like, my God, like, first of all, I'm the one that has to clean this up. I'm the one that has to deal with
it. You're like, I'm the one calling the PI person.
Yeah.
The funniest, not the funniest thing, but I think the biggest lesson with all that is one of the people in that group or whatever that was you know, saying a lot of the lies was, I was trying to, not convince, but I'm like trying to tell this other person that was hanging out with them, like, this person is like not, you know, this is a lie, like a blatant lie. And it's interesting how karma ends up working out and turning around because they ended up seeing,
yeah,
you know, that it was, things started adding up. And then I then was like, it was almost like this validation, and they never said it to me, but I heard from like the grapevine that they, you know, aren't, you know, friendly anymore because of just certain things that I had also brought to their attention. Mm-hmm. But you go, it all just kind of plays out in the end, you know? And it was like this sweet, but in the moment I was like, okay, I'm not crazy. Yeah. Cause at first I'm like, am I the crazy one? Like,
question yourself.
Yeah. So.
Well, and I also think too, that's why sometimes you do have to just sit back and let people figure it out for themselves.
It's so hard though.
It's so hard. Trust me. I'm literally the worst at that. But I do think, I know you like said things, but you also did. You decided to just step back from the situation, not let it affect you, and just let it be. Like either they'll figure it out or they won't, and it's fine.
It's so validating when people figure it out though.
So validating.
But
I feel validated when I hear things about your guys. I'm like, oh, we're not crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yes, I'm excited about Monica though.
I know.
How's filming the movie, by the way, real fast.
I don't even have the emotions to even chat about it.
You don't. Wow. Okay.
But I will eventually.
Eventually. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
I'm running on E.
E.
E-o. All right. Let's take a break and then let's get her on.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow. I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Okay, Monica.
Yes.
Are you born and raised in Salt Lake?
No. I was actually born in Boston and pretty much raised in Arizona.
Okay. Why did you move to Salt Lake?
Because of my ex-husband. He was
ex-husband. Here. Ex-husband.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How long were you with your ex?
Oh, see, my oldest is 18. So 18 years.
You have an 18-year-old.
Yeah, she's almost 19. Yeah.
How old are you?
I am 39.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I got pregnant very young. I got pregnant when I was 19. So.
We were just talking about that, like early.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, well, she's a younger mom. I'm an old mom.
Yeah. But, I mean, I have a 15-year-old.
You guys are both like younger than me. Don't say that.
No, I'm 40. We're 40.
Oh, no, we're older than you.
Yeah.
You guys look like you're like 27.
Oh, you're sweet.
It's the camera.
No.
It's the lighting.
Okay. So you've been on Salt Lake season for, this is your first year?
My first and last. Yes.
Oh, you're done. I didn't know that.
Well, no, I'm just saying because I was put on a cool down period, I guess. So I've only done one season so far and they're currently filming season 5.
Wait, so are you still on a cool down? Have they just like kept you on hold or where does that stand?
I don't know if I'm on hold. I don't know. I don't know. I'll be honest. Oh. I don't know what I'm just here. Not recording.
Do you, just here. Do you know the reason why you're on a hold?
Yeah, I do. Because the other women all came together and refused to film with me. So.
Does it have anything to do about the account stuff, you think? Or?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. But I don't think that's the real reason. I think that that was a easy and nice, convenient cop-out for them to use. But I think if we're looking at everyone as a whole, I think a burner page was the least grievous thing that's happened to those women. So, yeah.
So just take us back. I watched the show and I know most of the answers to these questions. However, take us back. So how did Reality Bontees start?
So it started because a group of us that used to work with Jen or were done wrongly by Jen all came together after she had pretty much not paid us what we were owed and abused us and, you know, was physically throwing things at us. And we decided to out her for her behavior and the horrible person that she was and how she treated her employees. And so that's kind of how it all started.
Okay. That was framed a little differently to me, right? In the beginning, because it made it seem like it was like, friends.
Well, that's where I'm going with the next question.
Go for it.
So then how does it then transfer into these other women feeling like y'all are speaking badly about them? Like, how does it change from this page about Jen Shaw to how they felt like they were being attacked by you on this page?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't. It's bullshit. And that page never came for them. And they were never on our radar as far as giving a about anything to do with them. It was all about Jen Shaw and exposing who she was. And they decided to be, I don't know.
So the other girls weren't talked about then on that page?
We never talked about them. Anything that was talked about them, this is where it's getting like twisted a little bit. We would reshare things that Jen would say about them. So then they felt like we were talking about them because we would post the awful things that Jen would do or say to them, pretty much saying, see, she treats her so-called friends this way as well. This is just who she is. And that was something they decided to turn into. The page is talking about us. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. And that does explain, because even from a viewer watching it, you know, I just assumed that was the case, that y'all were talking badly about them. And I guess in the reunion, they didn't really truly give you a chance to explain that.
I feel like they know exactly. I feel, look, the reunion was brutal. It was very, very chaotic. The women were ready to pounce. They had a mission. And I mean, I feel like there was so much left out of the reunion. But I didn't need to explain that. Those women are very well aware of what that page was, what it talked about. It, like I said, I feel like, and this is no shade at all to you guys, I feel like everyone keeps asking me this same question, and I don't understand why it's not being understood that the page did not discuss them. The page was about Jen and the awful things she said about her employees, the awful things she did to her employees, and the awful things she did and said about her friends.
So then where was the disconnect then? Yeah, like what's the disconnect?
I mean, there wasn't a disconnect. Even at reunion, I said, Heather, what do you not understand? This page is just showing what Heather or what Jen said about you. And she's like, oh, well, thank you. And I was like, you're welcome. You know, I mean, they're very well aware. I think to act like, you know, they were shocked at who was behind it was also bullshit. I think to act like this, you know, collective outrage at this page is just bullshit. Frankly, it really is.
And I think it's fair. And the reason I wanted to ask that question is because, yes, as a viewer, I was not sure. Where's the truth in here? Where's what's happening here? And so I think it's important for you to get to say that. And I understand you don't need to explain yourself. But as a viewer, I want to hear that part of it. And like, because it didn't add up.
Yes.
It definitely did not add up. So I think that's fair.
Yeah. And I think that the women were probably more upset about other things and just put it all on the burner page as to why I shouldn't have been there. When really, you know, you have Angie K saying you park your Range Rover under a carport and you fold your blankets in Cheeto dust at home and you're not married and da 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 da. So was it really about the page or is it you're pissed off that I'm here making waves and you don't feel like I should belong or be in your circle? So I just feel like there was more going on than a stupid burner page. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, honestly, that's what I loved about you in the beginning of, you know, the first episodes. I mean, like the purse situation, the, you know, it was, you know, it's very, a lot of money, obviously, and a lot of whatever. And she was trying to keep up, but like not, you know, and it was just very real. And it was very...
Yeah.
It was very good to watch and see someone come in and just be real about that. Like, do I need to go spend thousands of dollars on this purse right now? No. But I'm also trying to keep up with these women.
Yeah. And I do think that, thank you so much for saying that. I do think that, you know, that was received and also criticized at the same time, like 50-50. People were like, she doesn't deserve to be there because she can't go out and buy a purse. And it's like, that's not what I was crying about. Or emotional about. I was emotional about feeling like, do I belong? Do I even deserve to be here? Should I even be here? Do you know what I mean? And I feel like so many people, and honestly, you know, gay people, trans people, color people, young people, we have all felt like that. And I do think that was the grand picture of what I was trying to convey. And I do think that that's why so many people were able to relate to that, but also why I was so criticized for it, which is, you know, pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, do you think it has to do with the fact too, that, you know, you're beautiful, you're new, you were just you had a target on your back too?
Okay. So I don't think I am any prettier than like Whitney, I think is absolutely stunning. I do think that the cast, you know, is pretty. I think Meredith Marks is stunning. I don't think it's that, but I do think it's the fact that I was this new shiny toy and I was the only new thing. I was the only new girl on this season cast. So yeah, I definitely think there was hazing and, you know, you can't sit with us vibes for sure.
Well, I mean, now that you're on hold from the show.
Yeah.
I feel like you're also kind of the person where you're going to just say how it is regardless. So if you actually had a problem with Whitney or any of the other girls, you would go, you would just tell them versus probably dragging them on social media or making a page about them. So like, is there anything you'd want to say to them or to go, okay, no, this is actually how I feel?
Mm-hmm. I think I've been pretty open. Like you said, I've been pretty open with how I feel. I don't have anything bad to say about Whitney or Mary or Meredith. I think I've been very vocal on where I stand with Heather and the bullshit that is the whole Tanisa situation, her hairdresser, and just how all of that went down. And I think I've been very vocal on Lisa as well. I mean, I think it's funny that Lisa put so much value on materialistic things and kind of, you know, like the 60K ring, right? When she's the one borrowing her jewelry and renting her clothes and sending them back after. And I don't have to do that. You know, you have Angie K, who I just don't think's relevant. So I don't talk about her either at all.
Fair.
You
I love it.
I think it's funny. I think it's funny to shame and belittle someone for not having the same thing as you or parking my Range Rover under a carport when you rent your so shut the fuck up. Like, you have to take your shit off and send it back. You know, I know your stylist in LA ratted your ass out and you fucking borrow your shit, which is why you're scared if you spill a drop of anything on it, because then you have to actually buy it. Also, why have I never seen your closet?
And you this is why I think that she should stay on the show.
Well, I'm sitting over here going, I'm so confused why Bravo isn't like,
I know
this is like, you know.
Well, because the girls refuse to.
And I will say, I'm so surprised. I never thought that the women had that kind of power. I thought it was like, no, this is a show and this is a job. And at the end of the day, our goal is ratings and views and money. And that's the bottom line. And so if you are with that, then great. But you're not going to tell us who we can and can't hire or keep on a show. And I was wrong.
Yeah, that surprises me. Yeah,
I'm shocked, actually, because, I mean, everyone wants to watch a little bit of drama on TV to get out of their own drama in life, you know? So that's why I think people enjoy these shows.
And I mean, that's what Housewives is. Like I said, if you look at Housewives across the board, I didn't do anything worse than anyone else. Someone made this incredible reel of Heather recently saying, you know, Monica shit on the legacy of Housewives. She shit on us. She shit on the network. She shit on the show. But then they played Housewives over the years. And you have people accusing people of doing crystal meth in bathrooms. You have people flipping tables. You have people physically, you know, assaulting each other and throwing glasses. And it's like, what did I do? I didn't shit on any legacy. That is the legacy. You know, so
it's messy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if we're talking about like shitting ourselves, she was the only one that fucking pissed on herself in a bus. So, you know, that would be her. But anyways.
Oh, man.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow. I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
We'll be right back.
So would you go back then if they asked you to come back?
I feel like they would not ask me to come back with this cast. I think that there would probably have to be cast changes just because the women are so like, no, we will not do it. But I would go back. I just don't think that there's an opportunity for me to do so with this cast.
So what is next for you then?
Yeah, you guys will have to see. You will have to see. There are some things coming up that I actually really am excited about and can't wait for people to see. I wish I could talk about them, but I can't. But yeah, I've just been pretty much going on an incredible gay tour around the country and visiting all these amazing LGBTQ clubs. And it's honestly been an incredible experience. They're amazing and they make me feel so loved. And they, you know, remind me of why I did the show in the first place, which was to show that, you know, you can have financial struggles. You can be going through a divorce. You can be a single mom. And you can have a crazy mother and still be on Housewives, you know? So I think that was achieved for sure.
Speaking of, I do have to ask, how are things with your mom? Where does that stand?
Oh, that bitch can rot in hell. Let me tell you. She just came out on Twitter with the most disgusting thing about me over Easter. Oh. Like, I think
your mom?
Yes. Yeah, she tweets the nastiest things about me. And then she'll be like, I cry myself to sleep because I miss them. I'm like, you can stay missing, bitch, because you will never see us again. Mm. She says the most awful things about me. I haven't spoken to her in months and I will never speak to her again, ever.
So I don't know the dynamic. What was the big explosion?
So he talks about me. So the most recent one was she said,
like, why do you have a fault? Like, why do you have a hard relationship with your mom?
Oh, did you watch the show?
I didn't watch the show.
That was a genuine question. That wasn't me being sassy.
No, for sure.
That was, I just didn't know if you really did.
For the listeners that haven't watched, like,
Yeah. My relationship with my mother is very, very volatile. And it's been like that my whole life where it's up, down, up, down. And the highs are really high, but the lows are low. Growing up, I think I hold a lot of resentment because she constantly had men in and out of her life, which means I constantly had these men in and out of my life. I talk about with my mother on camera, actually, about her leaving me in the trunk of a car one time while she was making out with a guy.
That's awful.
Yeah, she's very, very, you know, she left me with a different family when I was 12 in a different state. You know, there's a lot of trauma that has happened over the years. But now what she's doing in present current time is unforgivable. She talks about me as a mother, being a neglectful mother, saying I leave my kids to fend for themselves and they're feral and all this. And it's absolutely mind blowing. She talks about how I will leave and do these appearances and that it's disgusting that I will leave my kids for 4 days.
Well, that's a lot of her own shame and her own, you know,
exactly. It's pretty funny to have a mother shame their daughter, right, for leaving their kids for 4 days when you literally left them with friends for over a year. It's just, it's very, very toxic. It's very damaging to my mental health. And I will never allow it in my life again. Never.
Good for you for recognizing that, because I was actually shocked that you had her involved on the show.
Thank you, because I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to say this, because so many people have asked me that. When we started filming, my mother and I were in a good place. And I told production, I said, you guys are going to see some for sure if I record with my mother, because I knew our relationship, right? But I did want to show that to the world because that is my real life. And I'm doing a reality show literally called Real Housewives. Right. And that is my real life. My real life is this awful relationship, really, with my mother. And I was shocked at how many people resonated with that and felt seen by that. It went worse than I could have ever imagined. I didn't think it would go that bad. And truthfully, the show helped me completely sever that relationship with my mother. Watching it back on a big screen is a very out-of-body experience. Seeing how bad it actually is. When you grow up with it and you're living it, it feels normal. When you're actually watching it play out and you're having the world comment on how toxic it is, it opens it up for you in ways you never saw before. Mm-hmm. But then seeing how she also acted on Twitter online in real time was like, wow. So, You know, the show did give me the strength and honestly recognition. I was able to realize how bad that relationship really was.
Yeah, that's good. So take it back for a second. Okay, so the Jen Shah stuff. We got to touch on this real fast. Okay.
Yes, of course.
So how did it come about for you to get involved, talk to the authorities? Take us back to that a little bit.
Okay, so I never knew for sure what was going on with Jen. I knew that there was a lot of weird things happening. But one night in particular, she explained to me exactly what her business was. After that conversation with her.
And the business is, I don't understand. It's like, was it like money laundering or?
So there were like several things. Like she was running a sales floor in New York. She was also like, I think had licenses in like Wyoming or Idaho or something and Utah. I mean, it was statewide. It was multiple states.
Okay.
But that she was running this scam with elderly people, which also, you know, involved their credit cards, their bank accounts, money, all this kind of stuff. So it was more than just like one charge. It wasn't just like money laundering. There were
and
like
she was telling you all this.
Yeah. So what she said to me was she had a fight with Stuart. And she was like, Stuart, I'm f***ing done.
Is that her husband?
Assistant.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Okay. I didn't know who Stuart was. So I asked her who Stuart was.
Oh, yeah. 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 Her business partner slash like assistant, right?
Okay.
So she was like, do you want to make $600,000 a year? And I was like, what? And she's like, this is how it works. I have several things in his name. Because I can't have my name on all the business things. So I have several people put things in their names that I funnel all the money through. And then I give them a kickback of that money, but I can't have my name on it. And then she was like, it's kind of like real estate, how you can't be like the agent and broker at the same time. So to get around that, I have multiple people open businesses for me in their names and I funnel all the money, you know, the millions of dollars through, and then I pay them a salary from that. And she's like, do you want to put it in your name? And I'm like, no. So then after that conversation, I immediately called my friend who worked in the Secret Service. This also got like blown out of proportion because they think I just called the Secret Service and opened a case against her and got her arrested. No, I called a freaking friend for advice. As many of us do. He works in the Secret Service. For anyone that doesn't know, the Secret Service, they don't just protect. They also have like daily jobs that they'll go do when they're not like protecting the president or vice president or whatever. He literally deals with these money scams. That's what he does. So I called him. I told her what he said. As a friend, he advised me. He wasn't working on the case or anything. Get the fuck away from Jen Shah. What she's doing is hella illegal and she'll end up going to prison. That's when I got the fuck away and out of the situation. Then she was arrested, right? As everyone saw. I myself contacted the federal government, showed them what I had as proof, told them what I experienced, what I saw, and what I was told. That is how I became a witness in her trial. That ultimately did not happen, right? Because she ended up pleading guilty. That's the quick version of that.
How many years is she in prison for?
I think she got 6.5, but I think it's down to like 5.5 now or something like that.
What was it for you when she went to jail? Was it a little like,
ha, you got what you deserved? Or is there, do you feel a little empathy? Like, that sucks. Like, what is your vibe now that she's in prison? When you like heard she was going to jail?
Yeah. It was very validating, to be honest. I don't feel empathy for someone that was defrauding the elderly, many of which whom took their own lives because they were robbed of their savings and the stress and everything from that, for over a decade. I don't feel sympathy for that. I don't feel sympathy for someone that I literally saw abuse myself and my friends, and also owed my friends and myself several thousands of dollars. I felt like it was very validating because so many people didn't believe us. So many people thought she was innocent or wasn't who we were saying she was. So it kind of just felt like, okay, it felt like justice completely. And honestly, it felt like, okay, that she got what she deserved.
And exactly, again, what we were talking about earlier too. Yeah. It's like, sometimes you just have to step back and then people will see the real person, you know, in time.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh wait, I'm not crazy, you know?
Yes, exactly. It's like, you know, which sucks because I did go through all those emotions of like, we're psycho, we're crazy, we're, you know, whatever. And then she went to prison. It was like, yay, validated. And then I get on the show and then the cast makes you feel psycho and crazy. Like, I'm a worse person than someone that is sitting in prison for defrauding the elderly out of millions of dollars and punched you physically in the face. Like, I'm worse than that. You know, you go through all of that all over again.
Well, thank you for sharing all of it. And, you know, I would like to see it play out, but, you know, we're excited to see what, you know, you have coming up, and I know you can share, but everyone follow along with Monica, and we'll see what's next. So thanks for coming on Wind Down.
And I just want to say thank you so much for having me. I'm literally fangirling. I love you and I love your podcast, and I have for so long. And I think you guys are amazing. And I'm like, this is an honor.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you, Monica. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's true. Thank you.
You're sweet.
I love it. I love you, Monica.
Thanks, friend.
Okay.
All right.
Bye,
girl.
You too.
See ya. You know, that elderly stuff is so sad because I was just talking to my dad about it, and he was, he's like, yeah, grandma has like 15 credit cards. And I'm like, wait, what? Cause you know, and then something else happened the other day too, where he's like, why are you paying? He's like, well, this person said that they need like $2,000, you know, it's like, but that's, they get them.
Yeah.
Cause and the world says, oh, you owe, like it said, I owed like $3,000. No, you don't pay that, grandma.
Yeah.
You don't know who that person is. You're not giving them $3,000.
Yeah.
Aww, you know,
that makes me sad.
But that's just like, they think they have a bill.
Yeah.
Let me get their little checkbook out.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, so cute. It's so sad though, like that people actually put these things in their name. Like that Jen convinced people to put these businesses and stuff in their names. Like, it's all just crazy to me.
Yeah. And that people like won't rat you out. You know what I mean? I'm just like,
it's crazy.
On top of all of that. And then also, why is she not on the show?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just like.
But here's the thing. I truly am so glad I got to ask her those questions because, yes, she did say some of that in the reunion. But when you have a whole group of other women saying basically that she's not telling the truth, it's really hard to see where the truth is.
Sure.
You know, so I really wanted to hear her side of it. Yes, I know she said that she just reposted or whatever. But I can also see where that is hurtful.
Sure.
On that end too, because that is still saying, so I'm glad she got to explain that, but I can also see where that was a little bit hurtful to them as well, but it's also not what it seemed either.
Yeah.
So
I know.
Oh, it's interesting, but it's also interesting. The women have that much control over who can film.
No idea on that.
Mm-hmm.
That was wild to me.
Yep. So,
well,
I enjoyed that though.
Until next week.
Bye.
See ya.
You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.